Hello, this is Michael Novenson with Information Security Media Group. We're going to be discussing how MSPs can build a successful security strategy with Anjana Kambampati. She is the Director of Growth and Strategy at the Security Business Group for Cisco. Good afternoon, Anjana. How are you?
Good afternoon, Michael. I'm doing good. Thank you. And I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. Off the topper, why don't you get a sense of some of the most significant security challenges for MSPs? What are they?
MSPs are pretty unique when you think about their security challenges, especially because they end up managing tons of customers and tons of devices. So if you look at an enterprise which has to manage a lot of their own customers, typically what you see in a security deployment are anywhere from 30 to 40 vendor products, along with a lot of automation and along with how to make it all work together. Now, MSPs have to deal with the same problem 10x or 20x times because they're handling multiple small customers and multiple deployments. Sometimes customers get started with on a clean slate. Ideally, that's not how it works. They have some sort of their own security knobs and controls. They reach out to the MSP. Initially, it is all about MSPs taking over those controls. And so MSPs have to deal with multiple ecosystems, multiple vendors, multiple products. So in order to build a security strategy, apart from thinking about all the attacks, all the malwares, all the patches that they have to do within the system, thinking about having a SOC to manage all of these things, more than all of that, that is definitely a bigger problem that MSPs have to think about. But more than that, it is about how do they manage all these different vendors with each customer? How do they assimilate all of this? How do they come to a point where they have a streamlined portfolio? How do they manage operations while making sure that their customer is not getting attacked? So MSPs are very, very critical, but it is also a very difficult place to be in, especially in the security space. When it comes to networking, it's a lot more simpler, I think, and I have the networking background, so I've known the networking deployment. There are few vendors, networking is very clean and clear. But when it comes to security, because also of the different vectors, different threat surfaces, it becomes totally complicated for MSPs to roll out a proper security offering for their end customers.
So let's double click on that then. I know you mentioned 30 to 40 different vendors for the typical MSP end customer. What specific challenges does it create for an MSP having to manage dozens of different vendors for dozens of different customers?
So the challenges can be broadly grouped into two buckets. One is completely operational, from an operational front, and the other is around billing and invoicing. So let me talk a little bit about operational challenges. The operational challenges can be around just managing the inventory of each customer. Not everybody might have those same 30 to 40 vendors, right? Typically, when an MSP acquires a new business, they're acquiring the choices that the customer has made in terms of security. They have to assimilate it in their current ecosystem. Maybe over the period they can streamline all the customers. So number one is just managing all the vendors, their products, how they interoperate with each other, just management of, let's say, if they're not all SaaS products, around software patches, upgrades, downgrades. That's a whole big operational mess. Then from an operations perspective, if you focus on SOC operations, how do you integrate all these products? How do you read the alerts? How do you make sure that you're working on the right signals and identifying threats? That's the second set of operational challenges that is all around deployment. I also mentioned about billing and invoicing and managing the procurement, the contracts. That's another piece. Imagine if you have to figure out each vendor has its own form of billing. Each vendor might have their own procurement way, contracts, legal agreements. That's a whole different challenge. And then when you talk about billing, again, taking all these different products and invoicing the customers is a whole different challenge in itself. So when you look at it holistically, operations is the single piece that stands out, which an MSP must nail down if they have to get their margins, if they have to keep their business in black.
Sounds good. And let's talk about the typical MSP customer, that being a small and a mid-sized business. What are their challenges in terms of security? What's different about a smaller mid-sized business trying to secure their organization versus a larger organization with more personnel, deeper pockets, et cetera? But what are some of the specific security challenges that SMBs have to grapple with?
Yeah, so in the SMB space, I think there is definitely a different set of challenges. Though as I look across all the segments, I wouldn't say that the SMB challenges are completely different than the enterprise challenges. From a security lens perspective, I think SMBs and large enterprises are trying to solve for the same thing, which is protecting their assets from a breach, from an attacker, from an intruder. The way SMB side of the house, the way I see it, is that most of the SMBs might not have stronger compliance, stronger regulations, stronger requirements. Most of the SMBs might be local in one geography, so that might simplify the requirements when it comes to security. But then when I'm talking about the smaller SMBs, I'm not talking about legal offices, or I'm not talking about smaller healthcare institutions, because again, these segments come with their own challenges around regulation and compliance. I'm just talking about the small SMBs. And also in the smaller SMB space, the wallet size might be different, because a lot of times SMBs might not be truly interested in security right out of the gate till something happens. So as a vendor, when I look at that segment, I'm like, okay, how can we provide simpler out-of-the-box solutions so that they're not too complicated, but they at least protect the SMB right out of the gate at majority of the vectors that they are looking at. Okay, so how do we simply protect using with the DNS query, that is a DNS security, or how do you install simple two-factor authentication, MFA? So how do we do simple things so that SMBs can be more receptive for security instead of going out of the gate without any security controls?
So let's bring Cisco into this conversation here. I know often you are one of those 30 or 40 vendors in that MSP security stack. So when you think about those challenges, operational challenges, billing challenges, how have you at Cisco decided to take those on?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, we are looking at these challenges mostly by categorizing them, because the problem statement is so wide and complex that it is really to solve holistically if we go all over the place. So we have sort of bucketized it and looked at it from a persona perspective. So the two big categories that we are looking to solve from a Cisco perspective is, how do we simplify the whole transactional procurement process between an MSP and Cisco? Like I mentioned earlier, when I'm in MSP shoes, and if I'm looking at all the vendors, and each vendor has like its own billing methodology, its own nuances, and I might have a small procurement team. I might not remember, or I might not have enough people to satisfy every complex requirements from the vendors. So one of the things we have done for MSPs is we have simplified the entire process around onboarding. We have MSP Center, where we sort of encourage the MSPs to sign up once, and they don't have to worry. All the product portfolio is available, security portfolio is available for them. Whenever they have a need, they can come back and look at the portfolio and start using the product. They don't have to come back, add another order, get another approval. So we made it very, very simple. The second place, what we have done is at the end of the month, just like your credit card, you know that every first of the month you have to go pay your credit card bill, right? So every first of the month we'll automatically invoice the credit card. They don't have to worry about thinking about payments. Of course, they can go back, look at the usage and make sure that everything is all right, but they don't have to worry about, I have to pay Cisco for this. The credit card automatically gets invoiced. We've also given all the tools, all the training that is needed automatically available to them using our MSP management portal called MSP Hub. So in case they need marketing material, in case they need to train their sales or anyone, they don't have to knock at our door. It is already available for them. So that's one place where we are making a lot of changes and investing a lot in streamlining the business. We are taking the outside-in approach to do that. The second place is the products itself, right? Like I mentioned, Cisco Security is huge and vast. We have two-factor authentication or MFA. We have Duo for that. DNS security is umbrella. We have email security, email threat defense. We have secure endpoints, which is our endpoint securities. And I can go on and on. We have about 10 to 12 products that we have, which are really applicable to SMBs for their security, depending on the vector that they are looking at. Is it the cloud security? Is it the on-prem? Is it the firewall? Depending on all of that. So one of the things that we are doing is we have taken a platform-centric, product platform-centric approach, and we are working on integrating all the products together. So the first product that we have is we do have an XDR offering, which might be slightly bit complicated if it is a small SMB deployment for an MSP, but as the MSP's offerings becomes mature, as they are looking for more insights, they can use Cisco's XDR product and they can learn insights from not only Cisco's own security installations, but also other competitors whose products the MSPs might use. Similarly, we are looking at unifying the entire platform experience using Cisco Security Cloud, where an MSP or a customer can come in and can get access to all the products. We are trying to simplify policies so that it is easier for MSPs to push a single policy across various products. We are exploring all of these areas to unify and give a simplified security experience. So in the next 1 to 2 years, a lot of changes will be coming in and we'll be making the announcements as the changes are coming in. But we are really, really invested in removing that operational overhead for the MSPs so that they can increase their margins and focus more on deploying the security and making sure the customers are not getting breached versus managing all the installations, worrying about procurements, legal agreements, and so on.
Finally here, I wanted to double click on Duo, obviously that being the authentication technology you acquired back in 2018. I wanted to get a sense of how Duo specifically fits into your broader strategy with managed service providers, both from a product and technology standpoint, as well as from an ease of transaction standpoint. So I'd love a little bit more color around how Duo fits into the bigger security picture at Cisco.
Yeah, so Duo is fundamentally our core product. It's a superstar in the portfolio because by the time we acquired Duo, Duo already was a loved product by most of the MSPs, and for the right reasons. Duo is very, very simple to use. And if you would have seen the recent Trusted Access report, there are 5 key findings from the report that you can look at, all around how SMS and phone calls as a method of second factor authentication has decreased, authentication failures, about mobile and non-traditional operating systems platforms. There's also pieces involved around Talos IR, how attackers were able to abuse compromised credentials, and so on. You can look at the report. Probably you can provide the link as you're publishing this podcast. But the key thing is, from a product perspective, Duo has consistently been adding a lot of features for the MSPs. They've added a lot of controls around building better identity access within the Duo product itself. For example, if your browser is not updated or if your device software is not updated, after some time, the authentication method does not work. To me, this is like a really critical piece, because if a person is locked out because they have not done a good job of upgrading their software, you're stopping those many attacks or probable breaches right then and there. So there are a lot of product capabilities that Duo has added. Added to that, they've recently added more around RBAC, read-write access control, so that MSPs can efficiently manage their deployments. Other than that, outside of the product, Duo's MSP program is also really loved. And we have been at Cisco learning a lot from the program itself, and we are trying to figure out a way of making the simplified offering that Duo has into our portfolio.
Absolutely. That'll be really interesting to watch. Anjana, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you very much, Michael.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Anjana Kambampati. She is the Director of Growth and Strategy for the Security Business Group at Cisco. For Information Security Media Group, this is Michael Novenson. Have a nice day.